The Green Church program, which is based in Montreal but offers the program Canada-wide, helps Christian or faith communities care for God's creation. We do it through three pillars. There's the pillar of action, basically all the ecological stuff you've already heard about. So energy efficiency, sustainable transportation, ethical eating, water conservation, reducing waste and grounds maintenance, all this done for a church. So we offer tools for a church. This is action. The two other pillars are awareness and spirituality. For awareness, we help Canadian churches organize campaigns or help with environmental education, offering, for example, a list of movies, a list of speakers they can invite, and even little tips that they can share on their church bulletin. And finally, there's spirituality, offering resources like liturgies and prayers, teachings, catechesis on the subject of creation care. We give examples from the Bibles and saints that have been close to nature. The Green Church program started in 2006 in one United Church in Montreal. Then it spread to five other ones, and in 2009, finally, the committee of the Green Church program decided to make it ecumenical. So it opened to so many other churches, and we've had up till now two Green Church conferences in cities. There were 150 people participating each time, and these were ecumenical. Finally, we're now in 2014 with 42 churches from coast to coast that are part of the Green Church program. These churches are doing very different things depending on where they are, and these churches have reduced their impact on God's creation, on the planet, and they're also rediscovering a spirituality closer to God's creation.
Why is creation care so important for Christians and Christian churches?
I think Christians everywhere are saying that the environmental crisis needs an answer, and not only from schools and industries and citizens, it needs it from Christians and the church. And we have our own answer to give. Everywhere there are environmental values that come from the environmental movement, things like simplicity and courage as well to change our habits. But the church will actually add hope in this environmental crisis, so we can actually help solve it. It's not alarmist. We're going to bring hope. We're going to bring love for creation, as St. Francis of Assisi gave us his example of life. And finally, with hope and love, there's also faith. We need to have faith in God that he can give us the tools we need to change.
Could you point us to some of the documents, the church documents, where the popes discuss the environment and teach about the importance of creation care?
Some of the major documents in the church recently have pointed towards creation care. One that's coming up is Pope Francis' encyclical on ecology. It's not here yet, but it's coming. In 2010, a message for the World Day of Peace by Pope Benedict XVI. So he wrote this amazing letter, an amazing synthesis of how the church, how Christians should view the environmental crisis and how to respond to it. It's actually very prophetic. It was actually an echo of what John Paul II wrote 20 years prior to that. So this was the World Day for Peace in 1990. And then there's the social doctrine of the church. It talks about creation mostly as a resource. I can't say it the best way to describe creation. It doesn't talk enough about our relationship to creation, but at least it talks about a responsible stewardship. If we look at the whole history of the church, 2,000 years, I've already found 50 saints that have been very close to nature and creation, who are models for us today. If we look at the biblical basis for creation care, there's quite a lot. The first spot I look for is a reference at the end of the Gospel according to Mark 16, verse 15. It says, "Go preach the gospel to every creature." Now, this verse actually inspired St. Francis of Assisi to go preach the gospel to every creature. When there's a river that's polluted, when so many creatures are suffering because of our bad stewardship, well, when we correct these, we have a reconciliation with creation, and finally, everybody's better off. One of the nice biblical references is actually when Adam is created. This is Genesis 2, and we see that there's water gushing out on soil, so God shapes the first human being and then blows wind, air, into his nostrils. So the first human being is made of the stuff that's around him. The first human being is made of earth and water and air. Also, God puts the human being into the garden to cultivate and keep it. And these two verbs are so important because we're talking about sustainable development. So in Genesis 2:15, we have the biblical basis for sustainable development.
Is there a need for, let's call it, an ecological conversion among Christians in Canada? And if that is the case, then how do we evangelize for this?
This expression was actually used in 2001 by Pope John Paul II, calling for an ecological conversion in the church so that we are aware that creation itself is loved by God, and it's not just a resource of stuff that we're supposed to exploit. Every creature has come to be because of God's love, and if we're made in God's image and co-creators, well, then we're also called to love our surroundings, to love our environment as God loves it.
Are you aware of any other similar programs in other countries around the world?
We can actually find programs that are quite similar in other countries. One that I discovered was Grøn Kirk, which is in Denmark, in Europe. There's Arosha. There's a program called Eco Congregations. There's also the European Environmental Network, which is for all denominations. In the United States, there's something called Earth Ministries, and also another one called Green Faith.
Finally, what are some of the signs of change, or the signs that the winds are shifting, so to speak?
Well, I've noticed in the past 5 years that when I would talk about creation care, I would speak to bishops about this, and they would say, oh, this is nice, you're doing a good job, Norman. Today, we're actually talking about recognizing this as a ministry. So creation care ministry in the church. And so I'm a witness to different bishops who are actually giving a pastoral mandate and nominating people to this job. So it's quite amazing that in the church we're actually recognizing this as a ministry. It's pastoral care. It's creation care.